Arthur! I'm kidnapping a patient!
If I find Lynn, she can erase all the camera footage. If I don't, well, if Lynn's dead, then so are the rest of us. So just go have a frozen yogurt or something. Wait for the inevitable. But that probably won't happen.
This is so bad!
I'm gonna find her. This is just a detour on the highway, I promise. But I have to go back in there and find her. I'll call you when it's safe.
All right. Don't forget.
Just stay calm, ma'am. We'll get you out.
How did the elevator even fall? Wasn't there just maintenance on these things?
Excuse me. I got this. Lynn, can you reach my hand? Ugh.
Thanks.
You scared the shit out of me. You look like hell. You good?
I'm lovely. How are you?
Fucking fantastic. You ready to go?
Ma'am, your head is bleeding.
Oh, is that why my face is completely covered in my own blood? I hadn't noticed. Well, I better be on my way then.
But you need stitches!
From this hospital? No thanks. Arthur, let's go.
Right. Thank you for your service. You're gonna have one gnarly eyebrow scar.
Good. Fill me in?
Well, while you were playing in the elevators, I knocked Mordred out and got Excalibur back with no injuries to myself and minimal damage to the hospital. Obviously, you can't say the same.
Arthur, I shocked a witch with my bare hands so hard I knocked her out and crushed another with an elevator shaft.
Did you kill her?
Unfortunately not. There would be a body if I killed her.
With that logic, the golf course dragon would still be alive.
The golf course dragon itself was magic. Morgan Le Fay can do magic. It's different.
Morgan Le Fay? Okay, now you're just making guesses.
Arthur, who do you think knows more about magic? You or Merwin?
Merwin, I guess.
Besides, who else would it be?
Sure, Morgan Le Fay. Mordred mentioned her anyway. The gang's all here. They're all probably regrouping, assessing injuries. So I say we find some nice hot towels, clean you off, and wait around for their next attack.
What happened to Delilah and the real Elliot, by the way?
Had Delilah kidnap her. They're on their way to New Orleans, possibly getting some frozen yogurt.
New Orleans?
Figured if we survive this, we deserve some good seafood.
Oh my god, I would kill for some shrimp right now.
I know, right? Speaking of being killed, we need a plan.
I would personally like to torch this whole hospital to the ground.
I'd rather not get the fire department involved on this one.
Oh, what are they gonna do? Put it out?
Let's just keep arson on the back burner, all right?
Fine. So, you got an idea? You're the king.
Yeah, don't remind me. We need to hunker down. We need a base camp. You happen to pass by anywhere good while you were destroying property?
Maybe. You noticed that the security in this hospital leaves something to be desired?
Yeah. It became clear when you stole those nitrogen containers last week, and there were literally no repercussions.
Yeah, but there are security cameras, aren't there?
Where are you going with this?
Follow me, little child. Follow me.
Well, this door is locked. Got any other ideas, Merlin?
You should know by now that I don't need keys.
What are you...
After you. Oh yeah, this is gonna do nicely.
The security room. Nice. Look, a new hat!
You have enough hats, Arthur.
Yeah, but this one says security on it. How do I look?
Like you put together the worst last-minute Paul Blart mall cop costume of all time. Now, are you going to help me with this or not?
Are you deleting the security footage?
Well, we can't have any evidence that you... Oh my god, you shot her in the chest with a nitrogen container?
Well, yeah. I was trapped in a storage closet. I had to get creative. We should get a nitrogen container and carry that around in a second guitar case.
What was she saying before she opened the door?
Villain monologue, explaining how she used us.
Anything else?
Is it cool if we don't talk about it? I'll go over the details later.
Right. It hasn't really hit me yet.
That she was lying?
It was a lot more than lying. How are you doing?
Like I said, I don't want to talk about it.
Hey, do you want to watch mine before I delete it?
Yeah, show me. Oh my god, did you seriously shoot lightning from your hands? Rewind that!
Okay, hold on.
She just fucking crumbles to the ground. That's brutal. Is she still there?
No. But I can rewind the footage and see where she went if you want.
Yeah, do that. But first, can we see when I threw you out of the room?
Yeah, let me find it. Here.
Oh, shit, that is so awesome. Put it on the big screen. You look like a bowling ball.
You threw me like one.
Friday Night Fights.
You're alive!
So are you. We brought donuts.
Great, come in. Why did you bring donuts?
Don't you know it's rude to show up to someone's place uninvited without a gift of homemade baked goods? I mean, we bought these at a gas station in Lafayette, but it's the thought that counts. Beautiful town, by the way, Elliot. I didn't know it was on the way.
Yeah, it was nice to see, but my last memory of it was in an almost fatal car accident, so I was okay with just passing through.
Surprisingly, we weren't chased by an army of the undead or something on our way here. It was quiet.
Too quiet.
Maybe you killed them.
We literally saw more ghosts disappear into a pillar of smoke on a security camera. But you can dream if you want.
What about the others?
We didn't see where Mordred landed. And let's just say we lost some of the footage from the elevator. Speaking of, Delilah, you get the picture of that woman from the elevator footage I sent you?
She's a nurse. She's kind of new. I think she's only been there for like a year or so.
She actually works there?
Yeah, of course. Why?
A whole year? That was way before Elliot was transferred to that hospital.
That was before I even got into an accident. They must have known.
I think they orchestrated the whole thing and caused your crash so Mordred could take your place.
They were fucking with us, Lynn. They've been fucking with us this whole time. For fun. They had all the goddamn power. They were constantly a mile ahead of us, and we played their fucking game for 6 months.
But why?
Because they could.
No. If they had all this power, why aren't you dead? Why are all of us sitting here with our heads still attached to our shoulders discussing the fact that we're breathing?
Are you asking us or telling us?
From what Delilah told me on the ride over here, you guys are not as good as you used to be at fighting.
That's so offensive. You should have seen me throw all those chairs. And throw Lynn. She was out the door in seconds.
While I'm sure it was super impressive, we were obviously at a huge disadvantage. Has it ever occurred to you that maybe they let us go?
Oh, yeah. Because my ex just let me blast her with a metal tube full of liquid nitrogen.
Okay. Maybe she didn't plan for that. But the others let Lynn go pretty damn easy.
I destroyed an entire elevator.
You did what?
Nothing.
You waited for him at the hospital. You went back to your motel room when they didn't show. You stopped in Lafayette, of all places, to get donuts. Thank you, by the way. But if they wanted you dead, you would be dead. They're not incompetent.
Elliot, I mean, Mordred. She said something about needing some of us. Poppy, specifically. But I don't know why.
If they can kill us whenever they want, they would wait until they're positive they don't need us anymore.
Maybe. I'm not so sure what's real anymore.
I guess there was no siren song that made her write a vague list of knights, was there?
No. That was just one of the millions of lies she fed us.
Then where did they get it? It makes no sense. I mean, just locations, blood types.
Blood types?
It's weird, right?
No, it's actually not. Can I look at that list?
Yeah, it's, here.
I know what this is. You guys have all donated blood, haven't you?
Yeah, in, like, junior year.
It's something nice to do for others.
Counted as volunteer hours.
This stuff on this list is the information that would be stored with donated blood. It's blood! The thing that separates us from everyone else, the one physical remnant from our past lives, is in our blood.
Carlos. Carlos wasn't on the list because he's only 16. He's not old enough to donate. Everyone else we knew, Galahad, Isolde, Guinevere, they've just never donated blood before.
Okay, where the fuck does our blood go when we donate it?
A lab? I mean, it eventually would go to a medical professional.
You mean like a nurse?
Oh, fuck!
I've never heard you cuss before.
I've never been mind-fucked like this before!
So what are we supposed to do?
We can wait it out for a bit. Lay low. See if they show their faces again. It's the only thing we can do.
Well, I guess that's it then.
And what about me? A patient went missing from the hospital. I think we're going to have more issues than just Mordred.
Well, according to your official electronic records, you've been transferred to Dallas for an emergency surgery. Can't believe your appendix just burst like that. How unlucky.
How come she couldn't get the surgery in Houston?
I don't have all the answers, Arthur. I'm not a doctor.
And what happens when I come back without having had surgery?
I'm doing my best, okay?
I'm sure we can figure it out. What matters is we're alive for now.
Okay. Question for you two. When I was looking at the security cameras, I saw... So back in the hospital, before Arthur came in, your plan was to fake being back in a coma and have Delilah hit him with a flower vase?
Yes.
That's such a bad plan! That's not even a plan at all! Knights are so dumb. Do you think with anything besides your muscles?
Hey! Muscles aren't such a bad thing.
Yeah, speaking of, Arthur, you actually managed to throw Lynn out of the room?
She's like the size and weight of a bowling ball. I could have thrown her further if I wanted.
Okay, thank you?
Friday Night Fights.
I'm about to stuff my face with shrimp before I even get to the table. Like that guy over there.
Yeah, he's really going for it. Wait, is that...
Holy shit.
Gerard Butler?
Arthur, my boy!
Dude!
You gotta try this shrimp.
What are you doing here?
You think I'm gonna miss an all-you-can-eat buffet? Come on, we all got a table. You're late.
We?
Come on, we're in that big round booth over there.
Maybe he won't have any shrimp.
That's a lot of shrimp.
This shrimp is delicious.
Oh, Jerry got shrimp. Anthony owes me $10.
Carlos?
Oh, hey, Arthur. Heard he had a moment of competence against your ex. That's cool.
Anthony, give me the money.
This is ridiculous. Jerry,
How could you?
His shrimp is so good, guys.
Gerard, you're allergic to shrimp.
I have an EpiPen in my bag. We have like 20 minutes before the shrimp kicks in, so let's eat fast.
Arthur, can you please do something about this?
He has an EpiPen in his bag, Anthony.
How are you all here? Is this a reunion we weren't invited to?
Of course you were invited. Anthony told me that you were the one who wanted to have an all-you-can-eat buffet after you found the last night. It just so happens that that night was me, and I'm great at organizing get-togethers. I'm Delilah, by the way. I'm glad we've all finally met.
Oh my god, Arthur. CJ and I met Jerry at the airport, and what an experience that was. They were like, Gerard Butler, you left your wallet at the Orange Julius. And I was like, oh my god, Gerard Butler from like Phantom of the Opera? And CJ was like, probably our Gerard Butler. And I was like, but what if it's not? So we ran to the Orange Julius, and we saw Jerry standing there with like a giant churro, which is so weird, because I didn't think you could get churros at that airport. So I was like, where did he get it? And he still won't tell me, by the way. And we were like, Gwayne? And he was like, hold my churro. And then he got his wallet. And I'm realizing now that he didn't even have a drink from Orange Julius. So like, where did he get the churro? Did he get the churro from there? They don't even have churros. Anyway, it was so crazy that we just ran into each other like that. So we split an Uber, we got to talking, and he's like so
and
funny.
And now we're here. What a crazy story. I had to sit next to her on the flight, Arthur.
CJ?
What, did you expect me to call him Carlos Javier Alejandro Padrón Herrera? I could never remember that.
And yet you say it perfectly every time.
Well, CJ, if that is his real name, owes me a hug.
Ew, get off me, get off. Ew, Arthur.
Sorry, dude, I'm just really happy to see you. I'm really happy to see everyone together.
Well, not everyone. Lancelot is still stuck in the hospital. She's really sorry she couldn't be here.
And we're sure that's safe?
None of us are safe, but she's around medical professionals who are not witches this time. We checked!
I can't believe we're all still alive.
It was definitely a close call.
Lynn managed to shock a witch so hard she passed out.
Like, you told her about a conspiracy theory, or you actually...
Like, actually...
Oh, no way. You so didn't.
I so did, Poppy.
So prove it. Shock Arthur. Right now.
Dude, no!
Then I'll believe it when I see it.
Hey, it was an adrenaline rush. It woke me up.
What, now you've gone back to sleep?
I don't know. I was charged up. Maybe if I could literally get my hands on something that powerful again.
I think this shrimp is pretty powerful.
Let's hope not, Gerard. Or you're gonna die in 15 minutes, EpiPen or not.
Well, Lynn, Delilah, would you like to partake in this powerful or not so powerful shrimp with me?
My God, I thought you would never ask.
Hey, I'm gonna go get some air.
You good?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be right back.
Yourself? You almost got hit by a truck.
No, I don't know.
I just lost one of my best friends. I'm not losing another one.
I'm sorry. It wasn't on purpose. I just got lost in my head for a minute there.
You could get killed out here without your case.
It's been 2 months. We haven't even seen a trace of Mordred. We've stopped being careful at this point.
You didn't see it.
See what?
The card. The last tarot card after the tornado.
I didn't remember she dropped one.
Well, I didn't remind you because I didn't want you to know. Here.
It's fine. It's just the tower. This doesn't mean anything, does it?
It means things are gonna go to shit. They're not gonna stop until we're dead. It could be tomorrow if we're not careful.
It won't be tomorrow.
It could always be a surprise.
No, Lane. They're not coming back right now. They don't want us dead yet. For some reason, somehow, we're still useful.
So what are we supposed to do? Wait until they do want us dead?
We're supposed to live our lives. Go to school, flunk out of school, get a job, accidentally impregnate a one-night stand, and live through your own romantic comedy as you come to terms with your changed future together. Maybe not that last one, but you get it. We can just be regular people for now. But we do it together.
We won't be able to do it together if you die of pneumonia because you ran off into the rain. You have a really shitty immune system.
Low blow.
Just promise me you won't die until you're at least 35.
I'm going to try my absolute hardest. But you know what they say.
What?
Life is a highway. But I want to ride it all night long. Ah! You know, if the tower card represents change, and change isn't always bad, maybe we should view it like that. A new season, a chance to rebuild. New semester, new me.
You always were the optimistic one, Arthur. Come on. I think the shrimp is gonna hit Jerry soon, so we better be there to call an ambulance.
You gonna film it?
Of course I am. Oh no, we're gonna miss the show!
Jerry? Jerry, breathe! Don't follow the light! Listen to my voice! Before you pass out, I have to know, where did you get the churro?
I'm not ratting out my churro guy.
Okay, we had a rocky start, but Elliot is an absolute sweetheart. She's my favorite out of all of you already.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you like her. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to be the center of attention. What is the highest platform? Ah, here we go.
Not on the furniture!
Hey, guys. Can I make a toast?
No.
Cool. Okay. Hey, everyone. My name is Arthur. I'm a freshman, and my major is political science with a minor in medieval studies. I guess a fun fact about me...
We know who you are!
CJ, it's my turn to talk now. Thank you.
I just bought that table!
Winnie, what did I just say to CJ? God, can't a man make a nice speech without getting interrupted?
No.
Anyway... I want to welcome Elliot to ALU. We all missed you, and we're sorry that it took us so long to get in touch. Jerry, can you put your phone down for 2 seconds?
It's important.
I'm trying to... Whatever. Elliot, this toast is to you, and to all of our futures. May we all stay safe from any outside forces, and inside forces when our classes become too much. We are all individuals with different interests and different stories. All of us have lived separate lives now. But we're still family. As long as we all stick together, we probably won't die. Emphasis on probably. To us!
Wait, me too. Help me up, Arthur.
Name,
I just wanted
major,
to say-
and fun fact first.
Oh, okay. Hi. My name is Elliot, my major is history, and I recently woke up from a coma. I guess that last fact isn't fun, is it? I mean, I guess the fun part is that I didn't die, and now I'm here, but I'm rambling. I'm sorry. An actual fun fact about me is my dad spelled my name wrong on my birth certificate. Only one L? That's weird, right? Anyway, so I'm worried that some of y'all still associate me with that thing I did a while ago that kind of led to a big fight where Lydia got hurt and it kind of destroyed, well, everything. I'm not here to try and defend myself. I know what I did was wrong and that if she were here, she would agree with me. The whole thing should have been gone about in a much more civilized way. So I can't change the past, but I would like to change the present, so I'm going to work hard to stay on the right side of history this time. Dying really makes you rethink all your life choices.
When he's here.
I mean, almost dying. I didn't die. Obviously, we only live once. I should not end my speech with YOLO. Let's just all keep moving forward and only use history as an example of what not to do. I look forward to getting to know all of you again. Cheers!
Cheers!
That was way better than mine.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
No, you saved me. Don't worry.
I thought your major was sports medicine. You know, like every other high school quarterback.
Sick burn. I changed it to political science because I realized I don't know how to be a 21st century leader. Like, what do I do when I don't agree with someone? I don't even know where I could get one of those thumb-pulling torture things. Especially at this time of night.
Online.
And besides, being King Arthur, that's my future. Not whatever you do in sports medicine.
You took classes for a whole semester. How do you not know what it is?
Arthur, we have a problem.
What are you talking about?
I was on Tinder.
That's what you were doing during my toast? Come on, Jerry! I'm not surprised, but I am disappointed.
Arthur, listen to me. We have to get Winnie out of here. Look who I just found on Tinder.
Elliot? 19. Lafayette, Louisiana? Where did she get that puppy?
What's going on? I don't have a Tinder.
No, but Mordred does.
She's close. Case! I need my case!
CJ, you're gonna need this bat back.
What is it?
Mordred.
Less than a mile away?
No, it said 2 miles last time I checked.
She's on the move. We're locking down the castle. Everyone be ready for an attack from any and all sides. Gawain, Percival, block the back door.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go, jalapeno poppers.
Can I be paired with CJ instead?
No. Make sure there's only one entrance. If something happens, Lancelot is in charge.
Ugh, fine. Jerry, my duffel bag is behind the counter. Grab a sword from medieval times and let's go crazy, I guess.
I'm gonna dual wield!
Kay and Merlin, you and I are front lines. We attack first. Get ready to charge. We're making a scene. We're going for intimidation and we're going for it hard. Everyone better be armed with something in the next 30 seconds or be prepared to die for a second time. And will someone get me my case?
Arthur, I can...
God, I
Tristan,
love my
you're
job.
You're in charge of protecting the Eastwoods. If you have a clear shot, get them out.
Yes, sir.
Lucan, how fast can you make a long-range weapon out of stuff in the cafe?
Faster than you think.
You and Bedivere attack from the rear.
Nice. What? Rear?
My case, please?
Arthur, I can help.
You're not a knight, Isolde.
Neither is Lynn. If you're really so obsessed with following the outdated rules and only knights can fight, then knight me.
Well, maybe I could if someone would hand me my sword. Winnie?
Winnie, we don't have time to explain right now. Just give Arthur the sword.
You don't have to. I understand. We're changing the plan.
We're what?
You heard me.
I don't know who you are, but I'm the king.
And I'm the queen. You've thought with your fists for too long. It's about time someone came along and thought with their head.
Guinevere?
Guinevere.
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur,
Ashton Mitchell as Mordred, Wesley Everett as Elliot,
and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, along with C.M. Bullock as Winnie, Strummer Steele as Delilah, Tyler Ginelli as Jerry, Hannah Steele as Poppy, Holden Kennedy as Anthony,
Mateo Rodriguez as Carlos,
along with Holden Kennedy as Anthony, and Gerard Marquez as Sawyer, and Sydney Jones as Lucy. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.